These are the words of David Lenschitz, his relationship or his observation of the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Aaron Zatzal. What year did you come here first?
What year I came?
More or less.
Probably, if I remember correctly, 1960. It's a while already, but I think it's about 1960. I was 18.
Oh, you're 18. Where,
I'm 66 now.
Where were you before that?
I was in Chaim Berlin. I learned in Chaim Berlin.
And what prompted you to come here?
My brother-in-law, Meir Hartstein, he wanted me to come to learn by the Rosh Yeshiva. And that's why I came.
Was he your brother-in-law at that time?
Yeah, he was my brother-in-law at that time, yes.
Okay, so what was your first introduction to the Rosh Yeshiva?
Put it this way, I didn't have, only through my brother-in-law, Shraga.
Yeah.
My relationship with the Rosh Yeshiva was very little. The impressions I can give you, it's like, what can I tell you?
What was the yeshiva like at the time?
What
was the atmosphere of the yeshiva compared to where you were?
Well, the ruach of the yeshiva was extremely stark. There was no question about it. There was no question about that. My impression, put it this way, I never in my life, the first time I came to the yeshiva and davened a ma'ariv, I never in my life experienced such a ma'ariv. It was unbelievable. It just put into me a whole different ruach. Forget about the learning. The ma'ariv itself was very impressive. And that was the yeshiva ma'ariv. I didn't have such a ma'ariv before. It was very impressive. And especially when the Rosh Yeshiva's presence was there, that I can tell you, like, it's like it says in Chazal, say that Eser Shem Elokecha Tiro. So the rabbis tell me the Chacham. So there's a certain yira. When I walk down the street to get the yeshiva at that time was on Forest and Seventh. It was the old Beis Medrash. The opening to the yeshiva, to the Beis Medrash was on the main entrance was on Forest. And there was a back door entrance. Now, when I walked down that 7th Street, before I went in to the back door entrance even, you know, a person's machshavas, you have the machshavas about this, about that, different kinds of machshavas. Once I went in to the entrance, the yira of maybe the Rosh Yeshiva is in the building now, was such a, like, I can't say pachar a yira. It was a yira, like you just felt that maybe his presence is here. Maybe his presence is here. You felt differently, you know. You thought your thoughts, any other thoughts, went out, and only your shemayim, only learning that you didn't think of anything else. The impression of maybe he was in this building itself was a pachad. And not that his relationship to the person was he was very easy with the person, very easygoing. But his very presence, you know, the presence, the yiras hakavah, the yira of being in his presence was even if you don't even know if he was in the building, maybe he was in the building. And that back door was a place where he certainly wasn't there. As soon as he went into the entrance, or I went into the entrance, I felt a whole different ruach. That was how he impressed me. The years are covered. That's as far as the years are covered. But that's even before listening to his to the shir, it's like you watched him out in the shir, you thought who knows a fire face was. It was extremely impressive. Even if I didn't understand the shir. But the seeing him saying a shir itself was unbelievably impressive, unbelievably. Now this was a shir. I remember there was one shmooze that he gave.
What the shir was on when you first came?
This was on Charedel, the shir on Charedel and blah blah blah. These shiurim, it was very difficult for me to understand. I only understood it because of my shvaga.
Right.
He gave it over with his chazorah, then I understood it much better. But ordinarily it was difficult for me to. I was an 18-year-old bocha, 19-year-old, whatever. But I didn't, you know, it didn't. I wasn't typhus this year. My shvoger told me that just try to be typhus the swaros, okay, the swaros. But there's one thing I have to say that there's one shmooze from Rambam that where he says the reason why is it that Esav's head was zeicha to be buried among the others. So he says because his hasogas were like the others. Hasogas were like the others. So why not the body? The teretz is because v'yodata hayoyim v'hashivos el avecha. A person's ideas has to come into his heart. Now I can tell you one thing. There's no question in my mind that when I listened to his shmuzim and I saw the tears coming down his eyes, there's no question in my mind. This man is dvarim hayotzim and alev. Whatever he knows is part of him. That was my impression. It was unbelievably the hergish during his shmooze, and you see his tears coming down his eyes. This man is drama. Yotzei min halev, no question about it. That was the impressions I got from him, especially from his shmoozing. What can I tell you? Other things. There's one thing that I remember. My father, Olav Shalom, used to raise money for the yeshiva, and he told me that one time he had an acquaintance. My father had an acquaintance that was in one of these in the Hollywood type of acquaintances, and he asked the Rosh Yeshiva. He told the Rosh like this. He said, "Someone wants to take me around in the Hollywood about the Yiddish actors over there, and I can raise." I think he said $1 million. He said a belt of money. They can put the yeshiva on a good standing. So he asked the yeshiva, "Should I or shouldn't I?" Yeshiva said, "Aloy with an aleph." No way. He didn't want to have anyone from such type of a culture, such type of people to accept money from for the yeshiva. It shows what he was. He wanted a Torah lishma dikatayra. If people are going to contribute, that not coming from such sources, the effect it will have on the yeshiva will be a bad effect. So you see, he held like that. The Hasidim hold like that also. What a pe'ula can do to a nifal, this is a Hasidish Torah. But the ma'aser of the yeshiva held like that. He didn't accept from someone that he felt would have a hashpa on the yeshiva, on the learning of the yeshiva. That's what my father told me. I guess, what else can I say? I mean, these are the impressions.
What about other experiences, or other observations or experiences that you had?
I myself, my teva was that I didn't get close to the Rosh Yeshiva. Other Bachurim did. I couldn't get close. That's my teva. I didn't really have any relationship.
Like you saw from a distance.
What I saw from a distance is just to look at him, be able to look at him. That was enough.
He never spoke to him at all.
Maybe a few words. I didn't have. You know, I wasn't. I was afraid. It's a very simple afraid. It was only in the schus of my shvoger that I was able to. That I got into the yeshiva. You were there for 2 years. I was there for 2 years. Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy. I was there for 2 years.
Who was your chavrusa?
I had there was Yitzchak Fischer there, and there was Shlomo Rakeach. Shlomo Rakeach was my chavrusa also. Shlomo Rakeach was my chavrusa. Who else did I have? Yeah, Shlomo Rakeach, right. Who else did I have there for Chavusa? There was another Bacha there, I forgot his name already, Ashkenazi. His name is Ashkenazi. I forgot the other Bacha, I was a long time already. I didn't...
Anybody still here at that time?
Well, Rabbi Yitzchak Dershowitz is here, and I didn't learn with him, no. I didn't learn with him, I learned with him Yitzchak later on. who I mean, there are yeah, Rabbi Sotaplan was there. Who else?
Lubin.
What? Lubin. Shlomo Lubin was there. Yeah, Shlomo Lubin was there. Burstein, Yankee Gershon Burstein was there. Yossel Burstein was there. What can I say? I mean, these were the ones that more or less.
And Baba, we have a relation with Mashgiach.
The Mashgiach, okay. But Nossen, my relationship with the Mashgiach then wasn't as stark that I had later on in years. Mm. But not then. I wasn't that too close to him. Later on, I was very close to him. Baruch Hashem.
And when she came in that time, you stayed here since then.
Yeah, in fact, I tell you the truth. If it wouldn't be for the Rosh Yeshiva, I probably would have gone into who knows where, become a laboratory technician. I think I was thinking of becoming a laboratory technician. But my shogun said, spoke to Rosh Yeshiva. She said, try one year. I tried 1 year, and I stood for the rest of my life. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, you come to the yeshiva, you try 1 year. That's it. You're stuck. Not because you want to stay. It was a tremendous ruach. The ruach was very.
You remember, were you here by the Tatira? You were here during that when he was sick?
I was, yeah, then I remember, I remember by the Tatira, I remember that when he was in the hospital, he had put up a Maron Mekaymis, a Maron Mekaymis was being put up on the bulletin board there. Well, boom, it was on the wall there.
We in the hospital?
No, in the yeshiva. Yeah, they put up because he expected to say a shiur.
Yeah.
But he couldn't make it. He had to go to the hospital, and then I remember, and the Olam was saying to him. I remember the Olam was saying to him, very stark, and I remember who came in. Someone came in to tell the news of his patira. He went up to the person saying to him, and told him, and everybody fell on the floor. The whole Beis Medrash fell on the floor. It was like an unbelievable sight.
Who was that said that?
What?
Who went up to the Bimel?
To tell him. I don't know if it's right to say, I forgot his name already. I don't know if it's right to say to say someone who said a he had to tell the Olam, you know, to stop saying tell him. That was my impression of the Petira. It was unbelievable.
Well, Yontif, you ever hear Yontif?
Yontif, I was not so much here. No, I wasn't here Yontif. I wasn't here.
You're not here the last Simchas Torah?
No, I wasn't here either. I wasn't here. I didn't have the schus to be in on Yom Tov.
Where'd you live at home? Where's your home?
That time, my father was a rabbi in English town.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't too far, but...
No place to be there.
What?
That wasn't a place.
No, it wasn't a place to be, no way. But the hashpah, my father needed a minion, so I had to come.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, but that was my... Uh-huh. It was a very tremendous hashpah on me. I would have been out of the Beis Medrash and gone someplace else.
Uh-huh.
I would have been working or doing something. You know, if not for the Rosh Yeshiva and his hashpah, uh-huh. Without even speaking to me, his hashpah without speaking to me was tremendous.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi Lentz, for your words. Yeah. Thank you.